Up next on American Restoration.
What do you got there? Jeez. I don't think that's even legal.
Not often you get to blow away Rick Dale.
Rick.
Check that thing out.
I brought you something you've never seen before.
It's a NASA jetpack that you would use in space.
I mean, I got to get my hands on this. Are you kidding me? Where do I sign up?
Check it out, I'm back.
Oh, no way.
Buzz Aldrin and Gene Cernan. Evidently, behind there is something special written by one of these guys.
I say we do it. I say we make this baby fly.
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Sometimes the smartest guy at the shop isn't the guy with all the answers. You got the door shut, you look at this, doesn't look like too hard, right?
Right. Oh, my God. We got to call Tim.
But is the guy who admits that he needs a helping hand.
But is that something you can help me with?
It's going to be hard. But yeah, we can certainly help you.
I succeed when I find the best man for the job.
Rick.
Oh, my God. Check that thing out.
I brought you something that you've never seen before. It's a jetpack that you would use in space.
Really?
Yeah. So this is probably the only one in existence?
One of very few. There's only four left.
Is this yours?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Rick.
I'm Andy.
I had a customer come in my shop, and he had a real NASA jetpack. And he sort of wanted an astronomical number for it, and I just said, I don't think I can sell it. I did mention to him that he might have a better chance of selling it if it was restored. This was a NASA prototype. After the Gemini project, I ended up in a scrapyard. That's how he got it.
You found this at a scrapyard?
Yeah, a scrapper actually found it and alerted me.
Wow, that's insane, huh?
It was built by a company called LTV, and they had started the development actually in the late 1950s. Even today, when astronauts go on a spacewalk, if they're drifting away, they can actually fly back to the space station.
Yeah, this is awesome. My question is, will this work on land?
It's only puffs of 2 pounds of thrust coming out of these nozzles because you're weightless.
I mean, the thing is pretty cool. They have, like, the world's first Atari joysticks.
That is pretty innovative. Well, because it's NASA, for God's sake.
Yeah. Right? You know, if you do work on this thing, you can tell everybody, yeah, I'm a rocket scientist. Good luck, man. Call me when you get it finished.
Okay. I mean, this thing is awesome. Can I jump in there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Get in here.
These are cool. They move?
Yeah.
And this, you have right up inside you?
Yes.
Wow. This is pretty cool. I'm a child of the space age. I mean, I grew up in an era where people were going to the moon. So to be able to see one of these and actually touch it, it's awesome. Oh, my God. Check that out. That's Buzz Aldrin's signature?
Yes, it is.
And Gene Cernan. That's amazing. The history right there, to me, is incredible. I would love to meet one of those guys.
There's a secret message on the inside of the panel.
Really?
Yeah. That's why you have to restore it so you can find it.
So I can check it out. I mean, I got to get my hands on this. Are you kidding me? It's got all kinds of gadgets. It's got a secret message inside. Where do I sign up?
So what do you think it would cost to restore this? I'd really like to see it back to factory.
I see a lot of dents in the sheet metal. I see a lot of parts that are going to need to be made. I mean, this piece here, we're going to have to make one of those here, here, and then these bottom ones look like the same. You want me to redo all the labels?
It may as well be crisp.
And so to make it look ready for my Gemini mission, I'm looking at probably $9,500 to do the whole thing.
Right now, my budget was $8,000. Can it come down even just a little bit?
I can go to 9, you know? I want to make it look new. So that's about the best I'm going to be able to do.
All right.
Deal?
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Let's go inside. This is probably going to be the coolest thing I ever did. Come on.
I'm here at Rick's today to have something unique restored. I don't even know if Rick's ever seen one before.
What's up, Darius? What do you got there? Jeez.
Something I want to show your dad.
I don't think that's even legal.
Tell you the truth, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's back there.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. What the heck are
How you doing
here?
Look,
how you been, Darius?
Look what I got for you. It's a World War II practice bomb.
It's bad to the bone.
I mean, I gotta admit, Darius, I mean, some of the stuff you bring me, I've never seen. I mean, you brought that High Striker in, which was probably the funnest thing I've ever played. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm trying to keep it so that your life doesn't get routine.
No dullness, huh?
Yeah, no dullness.
I mean, it says right here, it says 100 pound. It says the date, December 44. I mean, that's right almost near the end of the war.
Yep. Actually. They used to fill it with sand and then practice carrying from storage to the plane before they let the guys use the real things.
Right. Sometimes practice bombs were used to actually practice bombing also. Because what they would do is they'd drop them from the plane straight into the ground. And the sand would blow up in the air and it'll let them know, hey, we're close or we're on target.
So they had these for target practice, essentially.
Yeah. What I want to know, what do you want to do with it?
I was very intrigued when I saw it. I know that the magnitude of the explosive inside was designated by rings. I'd like to maybe put a yellow neon ring around each one, paint it in the olive drab green.
Okay.
And then be able to hang it from the ceiling. And then not only is it, you know, authentic, but it adds a little artwork to it. So.
Do you also have like a military collection? Is that what you're, you got this kind
no,
of stuff too?
No, I just thought conversation piece there with you.
Darius, I think my toughest challenge is basically going to be cutting it apart and being able to put it back together and make it look like it did.
So what do you think it's going to cost?
All right, so to make this thing just a work of art, I'm looking at about $3,500 to whole piece.
You've always done great work for me before, and I want you to blow me away.
Okay.
Anyway, we got a deal.
Awesome, awesome, right. Cool. Let's go in the office, and we'll finish writing this all up. Did they check that into your luggage? How'd you get that here? Check it out on back. Look at this thing right here.
Oh, no way.
Is that cool?
Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin and Gene Shiernan. Evidently, behind there is some kind of something special written by one of these guys. So, let's get that thing off.
They put plastic over top of it.
Yeah, I knew there was something on there.
Check it out.
Dude, is this?
Spacewalk from hell.
The spacewalk from hell? I need to figure out exactly what that means. So what the customer wants us to do is restore it. It doesn't need to be working, but it has to look just like it would have back in the day.
Damn screws over here.
You ready?
Yep.
Oh,
that's a lot of
man.
Look at all that.
Oh, my God. Can you just imagine redoing all that? The insides on this thing looks like some kind of a time bomb. This thing's gonna need an expert's opinion before we even try to tear it down. All right, guys, just bring it inside.
Man. Is that your blow-up doll?
That's your mama.
His faceplate kept on fogging up.
That must have been a walk from hell. I was wondering what that meant. He wants to hang this from the ceiling with neon on it.
No.
Rick definitely has a tendency to take just about any project that comes along, and sometimes you don't know what you're talking about.
How's it going, Ted?
Good. Well, maybe. Oh, no, what is that?
This is actually a test bomb, believe it or not.
It's not a real bomb.
Right. So, Manny cut it in half because it was really dead. Now that that's all hammered out and split open, goes sort of like that.
Cool.
It is cool, right? He wants to take this, hang this from the ceiling with neon on it. Yeah. Yeah, with neon on it.
Well, okay.
So I left it open, get the transformer in, we'll close it up, we'll weld it, and then we go to paint.
No.
No?
Not gonna work.
Why?
Well, what happens if something goes wrong? We have to change the transformer at some point down the road.
If the parts are welded inside, it's all over.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're going to need to cut some kind of an access hatch, some kind of a panel.
Okay.
Rick definitely has a tendency to take just about any project that comes along. And sometimes they could...
What?
Sometimes you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm human. I make mistakes.
I know, but we shouldn't always be the ones that pay for them.
Makes you a better man.
It's all you.
All right, okay. Thanks.
You're
thanks.
The best, Ted.
Thanks. Thanks. For nothing.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, huh?
I'd say. I'm a space historian and space artifact expert. Rick gave me a call because he had a jetpack from the Gemini program, and hopefully I'll be able to answer his questions.
So this is a jetpack that a customer brought in, and he wants us to restore it.
He doesn't want me to make this thing work, which I'm thanking God, because I'm no rocket scientist.
So I started tearing it down, and we saw this gadgetry and everything inside of it, and that's why I called you. I needed some kind of expert opinion on what I should and shouldn't do, and how I don't want to ruin it, you know?
Sure. This is not just any jetpack. Every astronaut that goes out on a spacewalk wears a pack that has its origins in this jetpack. This is how we started to develop how we would maneuver in space.
Right. You know, when we're taking it apart, check this thing out. You know, you
wow. Got... So you have, Gene was the guy who flew it, of course.
Right.
Buzz on Gemini 12 was supposed to be the next one to fly it. But something didn't go right with Gene's walk. It was literally the spacewalk from hell, as he put it.
Well, there you go. Well, I was wondering what that meant.
This was in the early days of the space program, and we didn't know how to spacewalk. He had to make his way out of the hatch, and then his faceplate kept on fogging up. He had damaged his spacesuit. He did not have the thermal regulation in his suit, so he was sweating up a real storm.
Right.
He said he lost about 15 pounds.
Wow.
He sweat off 15 pounds?
It was a dangerous situation.
Yeah. That must have been a walk from hell.
So you have three main tanks here. This is what would hold the hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
This was the propellant.
Okay.
Up here in the spherical tank, you had nitrogen, and that's what pushed the hydrogen peroxide out.
Okay.
And then this had nothing to do with propulsion. This was your oxygen.
Do I get in there and start taking stuff out, pulling out, and cleaning up?
You know, if you started taking this apart, it might be the jigsaw puzzle you
just
never could reassemble.
Yeah, we're pretty good at it, but...
Personally, I mean, I wouldn't. I would leave this intact.
I love taking stuff all the way apart and putting it all back together again, but this thing looks really, really complex on the inside. I mean, so complex that it took a rocket scientist to put it together.
Can't wait to see what you do with it.
Yeah, we'll see, right?
Hey, Leonard.
Hey.
My dad wanted to give you this Rick shirt because I guess you're going on some pics with Ron, so he just wanted to give it.
That is so cool.
Leonard's new to the shop, and we're giving him a chance to do some freelance work going on pics with Ron, and he's a little excitable.
This is a super soaker slash fire extinguisher slash weapon of war.
This is weird.
Hey, Tyler. I think we're gonna have to make a couple new fuel cells for the jetpack.
Wait, there's a jetpack.
Jetpack.
Like a type of jetpack?
Like jetpack.
Wait, can I see? Can I see it?
Yeah. Well, there it is, Leonard.
This is so cool. Are we gonna fill this baby up on hydrogen peroxide? Because that's what they used for fuel. It's pretty neat the way it works. It's basically like a water molecule with an extra oxygen attached. When you want to thrust forward, you hit the throttle, release a little bit of silver, which rips the extra oxygen off, generating water molecules and a hell of a lot of heat. The water is vaporized and super concentrated steam shoots out the back and you soar majestically through space like rocket. I say we do it. I say we make this baby fly.
Well, that's all fine and dandy, Leonard, but right now, we need to make a couple of these to replace the damaged ones.
Is there something I can do?
All right, well, first we gotta start off by cutting some sheet metal for this.
Oh, let's cut.
This should be really interesting. So what you gotta do is basically you put the metal in here, you have to make sure everything's lined up and square, and then you hit this.
Whoa. Okay.
All right, okay, cool. After you.
Okay, so I'm gonna line this up real nice. It's not working.
You have to try a little harder than that.
Yeah! Did it.
You need a little work.
Come on, Leonard. A good place for you is on the road with Ron. You keep the intelligence there.
Well, let's hit the road then.
This way, here you go.
Last time you blindfolded me.
I know.
All right. Okay, Darius, you ready to see this thing?
Yep.
Here we go. Check it out.
Wow, what a great job you did, Rick.
That is fantastic.
Oh, Rick, you did such a great job on this. It's exactly as I imagined, although I had no idea what it was going to look like, if that makes any sense. You made this into an art piece.
Yeah.
Tell me what you did.
Well, you know, it came in and it was all dented up. You know, it'd been, the nose of it was beat in. A lot of the sides were beat up. So we got all the dents all pretty much out of it. The neon got put on it in a way that it went through two holes here. And then you still have these hooks. See how it hooks there?
Yep.
And then hooks up here. And these are all black up here, so when it's up in the air, you really can't see it. We had to cut the end of the bomb out for that tip to come through.
This is exactly what I wanted it to be. You restored it, but then you made it into a piece of art as well. That's what sets it apart. I love it. I've been dying to say it. It's the bomb.
Let's go into the office and we'll finish up the rest of the paperwork, and then we'll ship that airmail.
All right.
De-rusting chrome can be pricey. We get a lot of questions from customers on how to deal with it inexpensively. Which of these household items can be used to remove the rust from the chrome while gently polishing the surface? A, diet soda. B, sandpaper. C, aluminum foil. D, a potato. The answer and more coming up. Which of these household items can be used to remove the rust from the chrome? The correct answer is C, aluminum foil. What you're gonna do is take a small piece of aluminum foil and dip it in water. Then rub it on the rusted chrome. The friction mixes the water, the rust, and the aluminum, which produces a fine metal polishing compound that smooths the chrome surface to a bright shine. As you can see, this is a very inexpensive way of removing the rust from your chrome. We've been restoring what is no question probably the coolest, most complicated piece we've ever done, a NASA jetpack. We've polished it up and made new pieces for it, and I think it looks great. I just hope the client agrees.
So can we look at it?
We gotta wait for the customer. Andy's not here yet. You sound excited to see this.
I wanna see it. I mean, I don't own it, but I wanna see it. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, being an astronaut was possibly the coolest thing on the planet.
There's Andy now. Hey, Andy.
Hello, Rick.
I brought Rick because when we did the drop, he was pretty excited to see it. So I told him that we're gonna reveal it today. And are you excited?
I'm very excited, but as excited as I am, I'm nervous.
Nervous?
You're very nervous. This is just one of four AMUs left.
So you're worried that I messed it up?
I'm sure you put, like, flames on it. You know?
That would have been cool, right? I was pretty nervous working on it. In fact, I even had to bring in an expert.
All right, let's go take a look at it.
Okay, all right. This is a real special artifact. There's only four in existence, and I hope he took the care and time to really make sure he did it correctly.
All right, so Andy, do you remember what this thing looked like?
Like it tumbled down a mountain. Every panel had a dent or a scratch.
Yeah.
A lot of the decals were faded on it. Velcro was peeled up. There was nozzles missing.
Right.
There was a lot of things wrong with it.
I'm gonna have Rick help me pull this off.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah, if you just take from right about here, Rick.
I feel like Vanna White.
You're there now, buddy. Okay, right. We're just gonna go up and over.
All right, one, two, three,
go.
Wow, no way. Oh my gosh, unbelievable. I mean, it was dirty, it was filthy, everything was torn up. Unbelievable, unbelievable. And it's not just restored. It's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Did you actually go to the trouble of polishing the glass?
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to do the best job possible, and cleaning it up was tough without totally ripping it apart, because I sort of like doing that. I like ripping into stuff and checking it out, figuring out how things work. Robert, the expert guy, said, you tear it apart, you'll never get it back together, ever. He told us what to do and what not to do. So then we got in to start doing all the skins on it, all the side skin,
yes,
the back skin, this whole side over here,
yes,
where it was all dented. We straightened those all out, took all the parts off. Every single thing came off the outside of it. And then all these levers and knobs, polished those up. Ted went and put all the labeling back.
Wow.
Check this nozzle out. Yeah. So you push, just push the button. Guns a-blazing.
That's awesome.
The release button was broke,
yes,
also, so we had to fix all that, make that straight. All these nozzles were dented from getting beat up, so we took them all off, pounded them all straight, polished them up the way they would have been. The attachments,
yes,
over here that would attach to his suit are all plugged in. Redid the knobs. You can see both the knobs,
yeah,
have been,
wow,
taken off. Stuff's like wizardry trying to get it off. You'd think you just unscrew the thing, but there's 15 little nuts and bolts that you gotta pull apart.
Everything for space has to have four ways to attach it.
Oh,
so it,
that's why.
Fly off.
This is probably one of the coolest things you've ever done. It looks like it belongs in the Smithsonian.
Well, the important thing, too, is for younger generations to see this, to be inspired.
Right.
Originally, my goal was to actually sell the item at the pawn shop, and I'm glad I didn't sell it. I do have to thank you very much. You said you knew a guy, and boy, did you know a guy.
If it's made out of metal, he can fix it. I can just tell you that right now.
Yeah. Thanks, both of you. I mean, it was an honor. All right, so let's go in the office, and I'll get the spaceman for you.
All right.
And you can head off.
Thank you.